It's Thursday, May 22nd, 2025, and here's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Expect traffic and road construction when traveling this Memorial Day weekend. Child sexual abuse prevention classes in K-12 schools considered by lawmakers. Senator Ron Johnson claims health concern cover-ups over the COVID-19 vaccine, and Nature's Edge Therapy Center hosts a volunteer open house. Good morning, I'm News Director Carl Cooley for the NorthwestNow.net News Center. Here's our top story. If you're heading up for the holiday weekend, take care as construction season is here. State Trooper Zach McArdle says there's plenty of projects that may alter your route.
If you do see those work trucks on the shoulder, treat it just like you would a police vehicle. You're required to either move over a lane or slow down as you pass those vehicles. So we want to make sure that those folks also, if they're out working, get home safe at the end of their day too.
You can get up-to-date traffic info by visiting 511wi.gov or downloading the 511 Wisconsin app. Legislation requiring child sexual abuse prevention programming in Wisconsin K-12 schools advances. Bob Haig tells us more.
The bill approved Wednesday by the Assembly Committee on Children and Families, where Appleton Democrat Lee Snodgrass noted it would not apply to private schools.
If we do legitimately have concerns about protecting children, we should include all children in the state of Wisconsin.
Oconomowoc Republican Barb Dietrich didn't disagree while citing the recent case of a school bus driver accused of sexually assaulting a six-year-old girl on his bus.
We've got to teach kids safety at an appropriate age, and this bill is the start of something very positive.
The bill requires school boards provide at least one instructional session to pupils in 4K through grade 12, specifies what the program must cover, and requires that parents be notified and given the option to exempt their students. At the Capitol, Bob Haig, Wisconsin Radio Network.
At the Capitol, a Republican bill to increase penalties for riding in Wisconsin is paused for now. The legislation received significant opposition earlier this month in the State Assembly's Judiciary Committee and was not given a committee vote on Wednesday. Democrats Ryan Clancy of Milwaukee and Andrew Heisel of Sun Prairie were pleased, calling the bill legal overreach that could be used against legitimate protests. The bill's author, Two Rivers Republican Shay Sortwell, accused them of falsely claiming the bill was pulled from Wednesday's agenda when a vote hadn't officially been scheduled. Committee Chair Representative Ron Tussler told WisPolitics in a statement that the bill in its current form has constitutional, common sense, and enforcement issues and will not receive a vote until those are addressed. Wisconsin U.S. Senator Ron Johnson claims the Biden administration downplayed COVID vaccine links to inflammation of the heart muscle. Ryan Brom tells us more.
Johnson, chairman of the Permanent Subcommittee on Investigations, held a hearing Wednesday afternoon to go along with his 2,400-page report. He claimed numerous documents requested by citizens and reporters through the Freedom of Information Act held heavy redactions applied by the Biden administration.
Despite these obstructive efforts, these individuals initially raised awareness of Biden's administration's failure to immediately warn the public about myocarditis and other serious adverse events linked to the COVID-19 injections.
Ranking Member Richard Blumenthal, a Democrat from Connecticut, disagreed with the idea that vaccines are dangerous.
COVID-19 vaccines have saved millions and millions of lives. There is no scientific question about that fact.
I'm Ryan Braum reporting for the Wisconsin Radio Network.
Wisconsin could go down as billionaire Elon Musk's last big spend on a political campaign, and it was a flop. Musk, the richest person in the world, said Tuesday that he would be spending less on political campaigns, an announcement that came just 7 weeks after the candidate he backed in Wisconsin's Supreme Court race lost by 10 percentage points. Musk's spending helped make it the most expensive court race in U.S. history, and it came just 5 months after Musk spent at least $250 million to help President Donald Trump win, reversing losses in Wisconsin and other battleground states 4 years earlier. An event to talk about volunteer opportunities at a therapy ranch is coming soon. Adam Hutton explains.
Nature's Edge Therapy Center, located just outside of Rice Lake, invites community members to a volunteer open house and training engagement on Wednesday, June 4th from 4:30 until 6 p.m. at its 65-acre therapy ranch. This event is open to individuals ages 12 and up who are interested in becoming a part of a unique nonprofit that incorporates horses, animals, and nature into therapy. Attendees will have the opportunity to meet the therapy animals, learn about volunteer opportunities, and participate in a sidewalking demonstration, a vital part of equine-assisted therapy that helps support patients during sessions with horses. Patients at Nature's Edge receive medically prescribed therapy in a natural, engaging environment. Volunteers are vital to help keep costs low. To RSVP or learn more, call 715-859-6670 or visit naturesedgetherapycenter.org. I'm Adam Hutton.
That's the latest from the NorthwestNow.net News Center. I'm News Director Carl Cooley. Have a great Thursday.